My name is Brian Daugherty. I'm a senior editor at Reason Magazine and the author of the new book, Ron Paul's Revolution, The Man and the Movement He Inspired.
I say this with amazement, but it's becoming more and more clear that we live in the age of Ron Paul.
A lot of people don't take Ron Paul seriously as a politician. They look at his, you know, three-decade career in Congress and say, what has this guy ever done? I mean, practically no bill he's ever introduced has even gotten out of committee. Well, that's not the kind of legislator Ron Paul is. I mean, he's not there to do what all of his colleagues want to do, which is basically use the machine of government to sort of funnel other people's money to whatever they think is important. But as a political figure, Ron Paul has been remarkably successful. A set of ideas that he was almost alone in believing in, a set of ideas that you could, you know, never gather more than 40 people in any one place to stand up for, have now become so popular that he is drawing crowds of 7,000. He is able to get $35 million 2 times in a row to support his presidential campaign. His fans understand that what Ron Paul is out to do is not just to win an election. This is not to say that, oh, Ron Paul isn't running to win or Ron Paul doesn't want to win. I'm quite convinced that Ron Paul would be very happy to win. But unlike other candidates, Ron Paul can succeed even if he doesn't win. He's going to continue to rack up delegates. He's pursued this rather curious strategy of aiming his campaign's attention at the caucus states, where the straw poll results that we all hear on the election day are actually not meaningful at all in how delegates are allocated. And by doing this, he ended up winning essentially states like Iowa and Minnesota, even though people didn't realize he'd won them at the time. But even if Ron Paul gets shut out at the Republican convention in Tampa in August, even if they don't let him have a prominent speaking gig, even if they try to shut the door in his face just like they did in 2008, which led Ron Paul to run his own counter convention, which drew 13,000 people across town in Minneapolis. Even if they do this, the injection of Ron Paulism in the Republican Party through the 2012 campaign is not going to die. That does not mean, though, that Ron Paul is creating some sort of cult of personality. Uniquely among politicians, Ron Paul gets his fans reading. Ron Paul writes serious books of political thought and political philosophy, and they become bestsellers. Those books always have bibliographies. Ron Paul is always talking in his public speeches about the thinkers who influenced him, whether it be the Austrian economist Ludwig von Mises or the 19th century French liberal Frederick Bastiat. And that's also why the Ron Paul movement is going to have legs even when Ron Paul is not on the political scene anymore. This is his last run for president. He's not going to be in Congress anymore after this year. He is leaving in his wake a set of institutions and a set of hundreds of thousands of dedicated, energized, intelligent youngsters who unquestionably are going to shape American politics moving down the line, even when Ron Paul is no longer there leading the charge. I think the most meaningful historical analogy for the role that Ron Paul and the Ron Paul movement is going to play in the Republican Party, both now and in the future, is Barry Goldwater back in 1960, when he represented this strongly anti-government force that was driving the establishment crazy, that was overwhelmingly young, overwhelmingly energetic, and that filled the party to the degree that the party had to become more respectful of his attitudes in the future. And then what you saw 16 years down the line was Ronald Reagan, a guy who had been out on the stump for Barry Goldwater in 1964, is a presidential candidate. And I think you're going to see that same pattern unfold for the Ron Paul people.
I would remind you that extremism in the defense of liberty is no vice.
It's about steering this country's philosophy of government in the future. And on that level, I think it's undeniable that Ron Paul and his campaigns and his movement have been an enormous success.
What happens if my concerns are completely unfounded? Nothing. But what happens if my concerns are justified and ignored? Nothing good. And I yield back the balance of my time.